9 states are now seeing a significant rise in coronavirus hospitalizations, a trend that epidemiologists fear will continue as more state restrictions are relaxed on businesses.
One of those states is Texas, where coronavirus hospitalizations are up nearly 40% since Memorial Day. That's according to data released earlier this week by the state's Department of Health Services. By Tuesday, the number had reached 2,056, the highest there since the pandemic began. One person who's watching the numbers closely is Dr. Mark Boom, CEO of Houston Methodist Hospital, who recently said he's been watching an array of numbers, and they're all going in the wrong direction. He joins us from Houston. Dr. Boom, welcome.
Thank you.
Start by telling us, what are the numbers you're watching, and what are they telling you?
Well, we've been watching a number of indicators, from early warning kinds of indicators to some more real-time or even lagging indicators. So that starts with the numbers of infections and the people being diagnosed. And that's clearly been going up in Houston. Associated with that, we're seeing a higher positivity rate. So more of the people who get tested are getting positive tests. And then we're seeing higher numbers of people in the hospitals, up probably 40-50+% from where we had bottomed out after the original peak and coming down. It crept up through most of the month of May, but it's really accelerated after Memorial Day.
You say that it's manageable right now at Houston Methodist, but can you give us a sense of how intense it is as you're seeing this increase?
Sure. It's been a more gradual rate of increase, and although accelerating, we collectively all have learned tons about caring for people with COVID. So the goal needs to be able to care for people with COVID and to care for all of the other citizens without COVID who need care. We're managing that very effectively. We obviously don't want to see the increase get in an out of control fashion. We've expected some increase. We've prepared for that increase, and we're doing well with that. But of course, concerned that we don't want things to get out of control. The most important thing for that is making sure behaviors in the community reinforce and support that.
Do you and the other physicians there have what you need in terms of respiratory therapists and PPE and intensive care beds?
We do. We're really, really well prepared from a personal protective equipment standpoint, from a staffing standpoint, a physical standpoint. The caveat being no one is well prepared for a completely out of control situation. That is most emphatically not what we're in right now, but we've seen a very substantial increase that we are now figuring out how to manage well. One really interesting thing is we're seeing fewer people need ICU care on a proportionate basis. And that's an encouraging sign. Some of that may be that tends to be a lagging indicator.
Today begins the newest phase of reopening in Houston. Restaurants are going to 75% capacity. The hospitalizations you're seeing fit into this timeline of infections rising after Memorial Day activities, as you said, and the first two phases of reopening. What would you like to see happen?
We went through the first couple, three gates in terms of reopening pretty well with gradual increases, expected increases, but very manageable. Honestly, I think the big uptick we've seen is probably because of the general public sort of breathing a big sigh of relief and, sort of behaviors of saying, hey, it's summer, it's Memorial Day, I want to act like this never happened. And we can't do that. I mean, that's the lesson here. I would like to see that we watch through the end of the month and see where the data is going before we start doing any further easing. But the main thing I'd like to see is all of us recognizing we have to figure out how to coexist with this virus for some time, and we cannot go back to completely normal behaviors. So the price of sort of opening up the economy and getting to do some things that are more normal is we've got to wear our masks, we've got to hand hygiene, and we've got to do all the different things. They're not fun, they're a pain in the neck, but they are sort of the price of being able to coexist.
We've been talking specifically about Houston Methodist. Your governor, Greg Abbott, said he's confident that there are still enough hospital beds and ventilators available statewide. How do you respond to that?
Right now, collectively across most of the institutions across all of Greater Houston, we share data. We're using about 15% of our standard ICU capacity for patients with COVID. So that means we still have 85% of our capacity that is there to care for people without COVID. So, when we take care of all those individuals, we are using a lot of our normal ICU capacity, but we all have significant surge capacity in place. So even if we can expand our capacity by 10 or 20%, we can handle a great deal more COVID patients. It's going to take a lot of hard work and planning in place to do that. But that's, really why we're here, is to take care of the citizens of Houston. What we need to do is work together to make sure those rates of increase don't get out of control.
That's Dr. Mark Boom, CEO of Houston Methodist Hospital in Houston, and he joined us via Skype. Thank you so much, Dr. Boom.
Thank you.